One. Hi, everyone. It is Todd Gross here, the weatherman, internet marketer, as I've been known as because of my previous work on television. And I'm here with Richard Mortimer, who is an excellent internet marketer that I've worked with for years. And to some extent, he's actually been a little bit of a mentor of mine as we've kicked ideas back and forth over the course of the last several years. He's here today to tell us how to instantly double your internet income. Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'll introduce Richard. Now, I've been doing marketing online since 2005, the end of 2005. First, I got into AdSense. Then I started to do videos with people. I opened Squeeze Videos with Derek Van Dyke. The one thing that I have not done in all these years is I've not actually had a coaching program, which I've been discussing with Richard today. However, I've always had idea after idea that I've shared with people on the internet. For instance, I'll give you an example. One of the ideas that I have that has worked for so many people is to be a very fast marketer. What is a fast marketer? That's somebody that gets in the marketplace and gets on a product when it is first released, puts out a review of that product, a video review, and gets that out even before the product launches so that you can get on top of a product launch. That's just an example of some of the things that I teach. But I've never done this in a formal way. And that's where Richard comes in with what he wants to talk about today. Now, Richard, let me ask you, how did you get started online?
Okay, thanks very much, Todd. Great to be here today. I'd just like to say, actually, you are the fast marketer. That's how I think of you.
Thank you very much. You noticed.
Yeah, I certainly have. So how did I get started? Yeah, it was about, it's 5 years ago. I did a coaching program. I'd actually bought one or two other internet marketing products from a chap over here in the UK called Chris Cobb, who might well be known to some of the people on the call. But the product that really got me started and launched my career on the internet was a coaching program by a man called Jacob Stein, who I think you know, Todd.
Sure, yeah, I do know Jacob.
He's, of course, out of internet marketing now, sadly, because he had a reputation of being a very ethical marketer, and I like that aspect of him. Mm-hmm. And his coaching program was called List Equals Money.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I worked with him several years ago. I was getting up and running when he was, doing that coaching program, and I did work with him hand in hand, sure.
Okay. Yes, actually, I remember he had a product, I forget what it was called now, but it was to do with traffic, and I remember he interviewed you on video marketing. In fact, I've actually got that, I've got that MP3, which maybe people can have it if they want it. we can give them that to them. So that was really, that got me launched. I got my first Squeeze page up. I got it worked all right. And the big question was getting traffic. And that, of course, is where most internet marketers fall down, isn't it? Is when they get to the end. You can get a website up, no problem. But then getting traffic and getting the thing to actually perform is a different ball game.
Yeah, it depends on how you go about it. I mean, some folks expect it to come naturally, so they do search engine optimization. Then there's the whole other camp that does it through working with other marketers and working on joint ventures and getting it that way. And then there's all different avenues in between.
Is that really the way you've done it, the joint ventures? And
yeah, basically that's almost a crutch. I mean, I need to constantly work on product launches and approaching other partners in order to do it. I do have a very broad reach because of that, so that if at any time I can put out a product and, virtually have assured success of that product because I can go to these other marketers. But on the other hand, I'm weak on my search engine optimization stuff. I mean, I know about it. I've done it. I've actually taken a sale today because of it. But it's not something that I, was an expert on from the beginning, and I wish I was.
Yes, I understand that. I think the thing about traffic generation is it's such a big subject, and that's really part of the problem, isn't it? You need to focus on one way of traffic, and you have concentrated, to my mind, on joint ventures and been very successful at it, and obviously got a lot of lot to teach people about that.
Well, yeah. Now, the connection's coming in and out a little bit, Richard, so let me do this. Let me ask you the main question that I want to ask you, and I'll let you just run away with it.
Okay.
And that is the claim you're making here. You're talking about doubling your internet revenue. So what I'd like to know is, how are you talking about doing it? What are you proposing?
Right. Thank you. I love the question. Let me sort of turn it around back on you now, Todd, and ask you some questions, as I know you're expecting. How would you like to double your internet revenue very, very quickly?
Oh, sure. I'll take that.
Yeah. It's obvious, isn't it?
Why not?
But, of course, you're quite right.
That's like asking someone if they want to have breakfast the next morning.
Exactly.
Mean, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. But it is a big claim. But this is the thing. What it comes down to is what people really want when they get online. And surely what they're looking for is results. That's what I want. That's what people on my list want. And I suspect that's what people on your list want as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a common thread.
Okay. So what we're talking about here, let's go straight to answering the doubling your income, just so that we can sort of keep people going, keep the flow going, and get the interest here, and give the idea to people that they can actually do this. The idea of instantly doubling your internet income is by adding a coaching program. I mean, I paid Jacob Stein, I think it was about $1,000 or something like that. Now, at the time, the exchange rate was very good, so it perhaps didn't cost me quite as much as it would seem from, you know, that side of the Atlantic.
That's interesting, yeah.
But it was a lot of money. But, of course, the thing was, I was looking for the result, and it seemed that was the way to go, and that's why I went for it. And it fell down in one sense, and that was that the traffic training wasn't really as good. But in the end, I did that myself. But the point was, it got me launched, and it got me that result. And even though maybe that coaching program wasn't 100%, it taught me that the coaching program is the way to go. It's the high-ticket product where people are really going to get results. Let's look at it like this. What do people need? I mean, they need step-by-step instructions, don't they?
Definitely.
That's why video products are so popular, because it takes people step-by-step. And obviously, every step you take in your business, whether it's at the beginning or whether it's, you know, some advanced tactic, you want to complete the step.
Well, not only that, every big marketer that I know of had a mentor.
Exactly. That's
you know, all these marketers, they had somebody prior to them. I mean, I can't, it goes back so far, I don't even know where it started.
Well, that's
You know, Keith Wellman worked off of Mike Vilsame, and I worked off of Derek Van Dyke, and, you know, everybody has a mentor that coached them at one point or another in order for them to get ahead.
Well, that's right. Jacob himself, he was coached by Liz Tomey, was it Tomey?
Right.
And also he was coached by Russell Brunson. And it's interesting, he actually told me that one day Russell Brunson rang him and told him, he basically gave him a kick up the backside to get going. And Jacob said, I needed that. And that's where this personal relationship and this contact comes in, and why, you know, the mentoring, as you've mentioned, is so important.
Yeah, definitely. No, there's no question about that. And I feel, I was going to use the word sheepish. I feel like I have let down my gang to some degree, and that I haven't had a coaching program myself over the years.
That's very interesting, Todd. Yeah, I'm not wishing to sort of put you in a corner, but the fact you're saying that is great. I think that's really something people can identify with. And hopefully, you know, maybe you will be able to do that after today.
Well, what would a coaching program look like? I mean, how would you structure it?
Okay, well, I want to get into that, but let me just quickly go through these few points I've got about, you know, what people need. I mean, I'm just going to go through these, you know, point by point. People need to know where they are, don't they? If you don't know anything about internet marketing,
right,
you need to be told where you are. You know, you can look at somebody's website and straight away you or I could probably give a few pointers and say, well, look, that isn't going to work for this reason, and why don't you try this, and so on. So people need to know where they are. They need to know, you know, obviously quite often people have done things already. In other words, they've taken a few steps, maybe they've got a blog or something like that. They might even have a product of some kind, I don't know. Or maybe they've bought lots of master resale rights products and don't know what to do with them. But you can get that information off them, and you can see where they are, and then you can ask some questions about where they want to go and what they want to use in terms of what they've already learned and what they already have, and create a plan for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing. They need to know what needs to be done. They need to know where they are, and they need to know what needs to be done. So, in other words, the goals are important. You know, the direction and which way to go. In other words, sometimes a niche, you want a blog. Sometimes you don't want a blog. You know, they've got to make that decision. And a mentor is the person that's able to help them do that. And I think most of the people I know online could certainly do that and guide somebody in that respect.
Okay, so where they are and where they need to go?
Yeah. And then they need to get step-by-step instructions how to do each task. So that's the third thing, really.
I'm just jotting this down.
Okay.
Okay.
So they need step-by-step instructions. And again, I think you can see there that you could give them a product you've got master resale rights to. If they've paid a high-ticket price, then usually that covers the license on even a master resale rights product, if not a private label rights product. So it's easy to give them step-by-step instructions if you know where they are and you know what products you've got and what they teach. But then there's a fourth aspect as well, and that's giving them help when they get stuck.
I see, yeah.
It was actually interesting, when I was building the squeeze page with Jacob's coaching program, there was one little thing I couldn't do with the HTML, because I was brand new to it, and he actually went into my website, downloaded the page, and did what I needed to do. You know, he's trying to explain it to me and I just couldn't do it. He did it, and then that was it. It was done. That was one little
step. Did you at that point see what he did so you were able to do it?
Yeah, I think he showed me live or something, or I looked at the page before and after and I could see, you know. Obviously, the most important thing was actually getting it done. You know, learning how to do it myself was another thing. It was basically putting some code, like in code. So you've got, like, if you think of a table, then it was like putting a table inside the table. I just didn't know how to do it, and he did it. It was something really simple like that.
Yeah, I know. That used to throw me, yeah.
But that's the
thing.
Recently,
it took me all these years to figure that one simple thing out.
It's amazing, isn't it? You see, this is it. All the things you're saying, Todd, is mentor. So let's start at the really top end in terms of a coaching program. Let's imagine you are going to go out and start a coaching program, and it's going to be really, really high end. Now, let me just ask you this question. For a high end coaching program, thousands of dollars that someone's going to invest with you because they want access to you. They want Todd Gross. They know you, they know what you can do, and they want you. They're buying you. Okay, so let's start at the very top end. For somebody to have complete open access to you, that doesn't mean to say there's no rules. You know, you set the rules, you say, not Sunday, not this, not that. But if somebody could get in touch with you on Skype, if they could email you at any time or phone you within certain limits, if they could even come to your house, what would you charge for someone to do that?
I don't know. I know that it's been several thousand dollars from others that have preceded me.
Yeah. Well, if you were able to offer that kind of access, I would suggest you're talking about, you know, over $10,000. And let me put this into perspective. I actually put a figure in here of $50,000. Now, I know that sounds like we have...
Yeah, it sounds crazy, yeah.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it? We have a sport over here. I don't know if you know cricket. And it's a very high score you get in cricket, so we always call it cricket numbers. That is a cricket number. $50,000. But let's just think about this. If you could spend dedicate some time. How much time would you dedicate for someone who's spent that much with you? I think you probably put in quite a bit of time with them.
Right, right, for that kind of money, definitely.
And let's just say that you offered them that you were going to build a niche blog. And, you know, it wouldn't be a niche blog they choose. You choose the niche because you want to be able to find one that was monetized. The whole point was to get them their money back and start getting them the money coming in. Well, to get the $50,000 back, all they need to do is get to 200 a day, isn't it?
Let me think.
I think that is right. That 200 a day is $60,000 a year.
I left my calculator upstairs.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to double check that. 200 times 365.
Yeah.
73,000.
Yeah. Okay. So if you think of something like a franchise, like McDonald's, for instance, how much people pay? I mean, I think it's in the millions of dollars, isn't it, to buy a
yeah,
McDonald's
franchise? Yeah, it's a few million dollars, yeah.
So how many years does it take to get the money back? It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I think, 5 or 6 years. It's like a multiple of 5 to 6 of the gross or probably net profit per year. So it would be 5 years at least.
Okay, so even at the incredibly high end of $50,000, I've never heard anybody spend that much. To be honest, I have heard somebody spend $25,000 on a mentoring program. But let's keep it at 50 for now. But if they could get the 200 a day coming in, and you could get them there, then they've got the money back within a year.
That's true. And 200 a day is not that outlandish by any means. I've actually worked with people and gotten them to just about that point already.
Really? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but I've done it in a partnership scenario, but I could have certainly done it in a mentoring scenario. I just didn't.
Okay. Todd, are you getting excited about this?
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, you're talking about making money for something that I've been doing with people and not making money for. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, really, I think the thing to do is to go away and actually put this together, put a high-end product together. And just try it. Put it in the front end of your email sequence. When somebody comes on your list, what is it? Is it 7 days they reckon to build up credibility with somebody, and then get to know you and they read your emails. You don't want it too late, because obviously they stop reading them at some point, don't they? And then you don't want it too early. But I reckon around day 7, day 10, stick a sales page up with $50,000 on and tell somebody what you're going to offer them. And just see what happens.
Well, how do you deliver the product to them is a good question.
Okay. Well, this is the important point. And I think this is where people are really, maybe this is the stumbling block. This is the point where they trip up in the idea of having a coaching program. You know, people saying, oh, of course, to have a coaching program is great. Let me just backtrack a little bit. Let's just say there's somebody just coming into internet marketing, say, well, I don't know anything about the industry. I can't be a coach. Well, how long does it take someone to become an expert? How long does it take somebody to get the skills needed to help somebody else? You know, this is what it can be done. The information is there, isn't it?
Well, it seems to me it's a question of what you're doing already. I mean, if you're already a successful marketer like myself, and you're making X number of dollars per year, I mean, it's already, you know, six-figure income, then it's a question of just figuring out what you're doing and making sure that you could sort of like monkey see, monkey do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, well, this is what I would suggest you do. You know, obviously, what I've done is I've got several coaching programs that I'm sort of working on. Some are live, some are coming live, and I give like... What I do, I'm quite ordered in, you know, what I'm actually offering somebody. So one is about traffic, one is about building niche blog, and so on. And then one is, you know, more list building and a bit more general. That's more expensive because obviously there's more input and so on. But what you can do is there's several elements to a coaching program. The most important thing is the access to you personally. So what you could do, for instance, you could set up maybe a separate Gmail account or maybe a bit more professionally, have another email on your website. So squeezevideos.com, you know, it would be coaching or todd@squeezevideos.com, whatever you want, or your coaching program maybe. If you've got a domain for your coaching program, Todd's Coaching, it would be todd@toddscoaching. You know, make that email so it really looks like, oh yes, this is an important email. And that email is reserved just for your coaching clients.
Right, right, right.
So you know when you open that email that it's going to come from a coaching client. So obviously when they sign up, by the way, high end, I think the best thing probably to do is to take a deposit and then get them to, you know, batch transfer or electronic transfer the rest, the balance, or do it monthly payments if you want. You know, those are the two ways of doing it, really, in terms of getting paid. But then you have the email access, and you can really take it from there and sort of expand it out. One thing Sean Mize does is, Sean is very, very good. Did you know Sean?
No, that's actually someone that I've only heard of. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, he has produced a huge amount of products because his favorite medium is MP3s. What he says is basically you spend an hour producing an hour product, whereas with videos it's longer, and with a PDF it's a lot longer.
So he does audio?
Almost exclusively. It's not 100% exclusive, but it's almost audio exclusively. And the interesting thing about Sean is this is what he's driven home to me, and you know, it took a bit of time for the penny to drop, but it's dropped. And that it's the results that people want. It doesn't matter about, you know, the medium. You don't need a coaching program to be, you know, you don't need the mini-seek graphics, all that kind of thing. You can almost throw a page up. I'm not going to say the rougher it is, the better. That's not quite true. But you get the picture. That's not what they're buying. They're buying access
to
you.
Right, results. And that's similar to regular internet marketing rule that you should be stressing the benefits, which is a very key point when you're promoting a product. If you're not promoting the benefits, you're leaving money on the table, because that's what people want to know.
Exactly.
And it's very similar to what you're saying, is if you're going to have a coaching program, you've got to be, of course, telling people that they'll be getting results, and that's the results that they really care about, and that's why they'd spend money for a coaching program.
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's right. That's spot on. So, you know, this is the whole sort of driving behind it, is to get people the results. So, you know, the format of the product doesn't really matter. It's just driving to get the results. I mean, what you could do, for example, is with your huge catalogue of master resale rights products and the knowledge that you have, is you could just give people links, you know, and you make a plan with them, and maybe a Skype call to start with. That's always quite nice to have a one-on-one with them, and you know, do a bit of like a strategy session. I mean, one thing you can do is you can do a strategy session for free, offer that to free, and then obviously that leads into a coaching program. That's one way of actually selling a coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get more conversions that way. You know, and anyway, so the idea is then you're in touch with email. You just send them a link by email. You know, this is the how to build a squeeze page. This is how to do your email marketing. This is how to you know, fill your funnel and so on, and all the time you're getting feedback from them. And you know, it's interesting, the open email access. People think, oh dear, I couldn't do that, I haven't got the time. People would abuse it, but I think what you find is that people generally won't abuse it, and if they do, you can always you know, say, well, how did you do with the last task I set you? You set them a task, and then the expectation is they don't come back to you until they've done it, unless they get stuck, of course. And then, of course, you can help them out. So you can almost start a coaching program. You could almost start it today. You could throw your sales page up, which has probably got a video on knowing you.
Right, right.
And you can say, well, it's my brand new coaching program. If you enroll today, deposit's $100, and then it can be $197 per month or whatever it is. You know, you can start low end just to sort of see how it goes, and then you get the feedback with people. Do the strategy session, find out where people are, and make a direction, get a direction from them. I mean, I think one thing that's quite interesting is that it's actually quite helpful to be told what to do and where to go.
Well, you're telling them what to do, where to go, and then what?
Well, what I mean is, for instance, some of the coaching I've done, or what could have developed into coaching, it's like people have said, well, what do you want? And then and I've told them what I wanted, but I didn't know what I was doing. And they did what I wanted and helped me with what I wanted, but what I wanted wasn't right. Does that make sense? So what I'm saying here is that you need to sort of make sure that what the person's wanting to do is actually going to get the result. That's the important thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
So, you know, there's a bit of skill there coming in, which I think most people with a bit of internet marketing knowledge have got, to guide somebody which route to go.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, as they come to these crossroads, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And at the end of the day,
I do that every day, as a matter of fact.
Do you?
I did that this morning, yeah.
Well, there you are.
Somebody asked me a question about one program, and I said, well, that's fine, but if you want the results, there's this other program that I'm, you know, getting involved with, and right now that's where the results are, so why don't you go over there?
Excellent.
Yeah, I did that this morning, yeah.
Excellent. And that was just for free, was it?
Absolutely. Yeah, this happens to me all the time. That's what's so funny, is that I'm doing this on a daily basis, and I'm not charging for it, because I'm not doing it in an organized fashion, but everything, every point that you've hit is something that I'm doing on a regular basis.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, the thing is, Todd, actually, I think you're doing your credibility a lot of good by doing it for free there. But obviously, you know, people are, they're going to, in a sense, you've almost pre-sold them on your coaching. You've shown them what you can do. So when you offer it to them, I think a lot of people would actually take it up, to be honest.
Very interesting. This is fascinating stuff.
Okay. So I've been a little bit fast there and sort of sprayed out the ideas, and it's not very concrete. Just come back at me with a few questions and try and firm this up a little bit.
Okay, so let's organize it then. So in order to take the coaching program and get it up and running, the first thing that you're going to do after offering this to them, but the way that it's structured, is you're going to have an evaluation of where they are and where they need to go.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're going to do some concrete steps, the ones that you went over, and I'll let you repeat those in a second. And those concrete steps are going to be part of the program that leads them to follow in your own successful footsteps. So why don't you go over those steps again, point by point, real quickly?
Okay, well, I just thought of something. Have you seen Paul Counts, Jeff Wellman, and Eric Holman's latest offer?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're promoting it, are you?
Yeah.
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 Okay. The no cost training. That's a great little program, isn't it? It's a bit like the PLR product they sold, or Paul was selling a couple of years ago, which I've actually got. In fact, I asked them, is it any different? And they said, well, it's been updated. It's similar, same theory. It's been updated. So, for instance, it's going to take account of the Google updates, the Panda and Penguin updates.
Right.
But there's a great foundation for a coaching program. Now, we'd have to check the master resale rights with that, with the latest offer, but even going back to the private label rights product, which I think
they are offering full master resale rights on it.
Yeah, so you could base a coaching program on that. There's your framework. And all you're doing is really you're offering the strategy session. You're able to motivate the person a little bit because you know what you're doing, and you can say, look, don't worry. If you get stuck, you email me, come back to me, and off you go. And, you know, they follow the program, and they only come to you when they get stuck. And you could deliver that maybe, you could actually put those videos or the links to the videos in your autoresponder.
This is really something. I hadn't even thought of that.
So the day somebody signs up,
yeah.
You're thinking, okay, it's going to be, you know, you give them a good amount of time and actually load it in there. And you could say to them, look, if you get ahead and you actually want to go faster, just email me and I'll send you the link in advance. You know, that's quite motivating for them, isn't it? And so on.
All right, so I'll give a secret away. All right? What I mean when I say I'm a fast marketer.
Oh, yeah?
You just stumbled on something extremely important that a fast marketer would use, okay? You just pointed out that you can use that product from Paul Counts, Jeff Wellman, and Eric Holmland and use that as the basis of your coaching program.
That's right.
Now, that product's only available for 4 more days. It came out Monday, and it's available through the weekend when we're recording this. So when people hear this, they won't even be able to get that anymore.
That's right.
So what I would tell a fast marketer, I just came up with that term now, by the way, but that's basically how I market on the spot.
Yeah.
Is I would now, when we get off of this interview, I would go to my computer, which I just formulated in my head just now, go to my computer, drag out my affiliate link for that product, and I'd promote that product by saying, hey, you could use this product to start your own coaching program. Your own coaching program is where you will make double the income. You will double your income by starting your own coaching program. And you could use this product as the basis for it. You better get this now. There's only 4 days left.
Excellent. Excellent.
So that's an example of something that I would teach something in a coaching program, is the way that I can take an idea like that and turn it around in a matter of minutes to be able to sell a product that formerly wasn't necessarily selling that well, because it's the middle of July when we're actually recording this interview. So, you know, that you're just bringing all these ideas to life here in my head about how I have something that I do, like what I just explained, that fast marketing scenario that I just shared with your listeners, is something I really need to tell other people about, because who else would have thought of doing that just now? Not that many people.
No, that's right.
Would have thought about in 10 minutes from now, they should hop on their computer, send out an email, and use that as the basis of the email to make sales. And I'm telling you, that's going to sell that product.
Yeah, yeah, right, great.
So, you know, you're just giving me all these ideas. But that's a great idea. Use a product that already has a lot of the stuff that you need to get out there. Use that product as the basis for your program as sort of the anchor where people could come back and use. And that way you could fill in the holes with the other stuff, but you already have that all laid out for them. That's great.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I mean, usually the thing where somebody will fail is traffic, and that can be something, you know, there's loads of traffic products.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I've got a hard drive of traffic products.
Yeah. And there's no shortage. The idea of traffic products, the good part is when you get the most recent updated ones for your current time frame, and not one that's based on techniques from a few years ago.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's where the fast market is really going to score.
Right.
So in other words, if all things being equal, if there's two marketers offering a similar coaching program, and the new marketer is deciding which one to go with, they're going to go with the fast marketer, aren't they? Because the response time.
Right. Exactly.
So that's good. Okay. By the way, do you want this recording to go with your email today? I can forward it to you, Todd, anyway. But yeah, that's just in passing.
My email, everybody can contact me at my email, squeezevideos@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. What I'm thinking is this recording we're making now, whether you can use it today for your promoting the Paul Counts.
Yeah, I had already planned to do that in my fast marketing, yeah.
Very good, very good. Okay, so is there anything else you need to know about the coaching program?
Well, maybe if you could bring this to some sort of conclusion, because what I've got from it so far, and you've helped teach me how to start this coaching program, is that you're going to evaluate the person's needs, you're going to figure out where they are, where they need to go, you're going to, you know, perhaps have a framework of all that you need to impart on them, or a large chunk of it, by a product that you can already have in a members area that they can access at any time. And then you have to go over, some of the things with them that they need to do step by step by step so that they'll be able to get results.
Yeah,
is that about it?
I think that's it. The only thing that is additional to that is if they get stuck.
Excellent.
But you've covered that with your email access, and
you just dropped out. The audio is coming in and out, so I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I can hear you quite well, so that's interesting. I think it's recording all right. Yeah. So that's it. That's it, Todd.
All right. So we have the framework of doing it. Now, to charge somebody to do this, you're suggesting PayPal or TwoCheckout, or what would you use?
Yeah, I tend to use PayPal. I mean, obviously, when you've got a one-off payment coaching program, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it? If suddenly you get a big amount coming to your PayPal account, it could cause problems. PayPal get a bit jumpy, don't they?
When you do that with PayPal and you get a lot of money in a short period of time, sometimes it creates problems. But I'm thinking, you could probably do this on ClickBank.
Really? Okay.
Now I'm thinking out loud. That's a possibility as well.
Isn't there a limit on the amount you can charge on?
Yeah, that is true. You'd have to do it monthly, or get permission to charge for an extra, you know, a higher amount.
Yeah.
I personally use TwoCheckout.
Okay.
And I do videos for up to $1,000 a piece, and I haven't had trouble with that as a source of funding.
Okay, very good. Very good. That sounds ideal.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, it'll probably work well for that.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too up on the different payment methods. You know, obviously, you know, the standard ones, PayPal, ClickBank, JVZoo, that kind of thing. I actually got a bit of software for having your own affiliate program on your website. It was actually Matthew Glanfield's Total Marketing Package, which he actually gave to me. So I can use that how I want. But that is PayPal. The only difference being you get the money and then you pay your affiliates.
Right.
But I think obviously the problem there is it's still going to be the same. You're going to get money coming into your PayPal account.
Right. The reason that I'm thinking out loud here, and just I think it's an important point, is because, you know, you've spelled out the whole program and what somebody should do. Obviously now, in order to promote this coaching program, one would need, you know, the proper vehicle such as a web page that outlines everything they'd get. But it all leads to taking in a large chunk of money, and I'm just thinking about the easiest way to do that. And just thinking out loud, I think TwoCheckout is probably the most versatile in that they take PayPal, but they're using their PayPal account. So if a large chunk of money comes into them, it's not going to raise any eyebrows with PayPal at all.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
That's why I'm recommending that. So they take credit cards and PayPal.
Ah, very good, very good. Yeah, that sounds like an ideal solution. I think the other one is, you know, you could take a deposit and then get a bank transfer. Someone you can electronically transfer. I know I've got an account.
Do it the old-fashioned way, sure.
Well, yeah. I've got an account where I can actually just put in somebody's sort code. We have a sort code here in the UK and an account number, and if I put that in, it would go into their straight into their bank account. So that would obviously work. Something like that. For a big one-time payment, you know, the $10,000 kind of, you know, cricket score coaching program.
You're getting me salivating again. Because as much as I pretend that it doesn't really matter, I've always actually needed the money. I've as much money as I make in internet marketing, I've always been coming out of the hole that I dug for myself years ago, like most people. And I'm in the same boat as most people in that regards. You know, a lot of the internet marketers that you see that talk about how they live the internet lifestyle and this and that, at the same time, they are very often in debt from previously and paying stuff off, like myself.
Yes.
And as nice as it is to be able to work when I want to work and to live in a big house and, you know, be able to afford things, a lot of it is, you know, living on the edge, you know, paying off the debt. And it's pretty considerable. So I can relate very much with what everyone else is trying to do. I have a limited amount of cash flow, and I do have the same problem in paying off debt. So I know exactly what people are feeling in terms of the desperation if money stopped coming in. If money stopped coming into me, I'd be in big trouble. So I got to say, you know, that's another thing, that the more you could relate with someone's problems when you're doing the coaching, the better off you'll be, because you'll understand exactly where they're coming from.
That's actually excellent, Todd. Yeah, and thanks for being so open about that. And I have to say, I'm in the same boat. In fact, I'm at the situation now where the reason I'm in internet marketing, I'm not full-time, I'm doing what I can, but the reason I'm in it is because I see it as the best vehicle for getting my debts paid off. And sad to say, some of my debt is from internet marketing, from the early days when I just bought.
Right, that's one of the things in a coaching program you can get someone to focus on not doing, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's actually a great thing, you know, to even stop them from doing that. And that's a result.
That's right, right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a first step, in a sense, isn't it, to success.
Yeah,
it's like making money.
If you're getting them to stop spending money on the wrong thing, it's like making money.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. So what else do you need to know, Todd?
Oh, I think we've covered just about everything in terms of an outline or a framework of what it takes to start a coaching program.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, thing is for people to be creative now. You know, you could have a traffic coaching program, so you're just concentrating on traffic. And, you know, if somebody comes to you and actually their website isn't working, then obviously they need to be in a different coaching program, if that makes sense. You know, the people who go for the traffic are the ones who are ready just to concentrate and focus on that. And then you've got the difference between a one-off payment and a regular payment. What's going to happen with a regular payment is that people will drop off. So you need to factor that in, you know, in terms of your marketing.
Right. You have to factor in that they could drop off if they're on a monthly.
Yeah.
The other thing that's coming to my mind that you're reminding me of is that it's probably very effective to do this in sub-niches, not just an overall broad make money online or internet marketing niche, but to hit specific sub-niches where you may have a particular strength. Like, for instance, with video, there's some parts of video that I understand more than anyone in internet marketing and how to use it. And I think I would have little trouble getting customers who are interested in that particular side of it. You know, because I've noticed when I promote products that are very targeted and I think I'm not going to get a good response because it's so targeted, I actually get a better response because there's a lot of interest in one particular area or another particular area. When it's focused like that, it tends to draw people out of the woodwork.
That's very interesting, Todd. Yeah, I mean, you could actually do very well with something like that, couldn't you? I mean, if there was an aspect of video that was people found very tricky, that actually they needed, in other words, it had a big monetization factor, if that makes sense, then that would be excellent for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you an example of what I started recently that wasn't exactly a coaching program, but shocked me that so many people were interested in it because I thought there were so few. I've been doing stuff with green screen, you know, which is the ability to take out the background behind you and put any backdrop behind you on video.
Yeah.
And that's also known as chroma key, and in some places blue screen. I wouldn't have thought that there was that much interest as there really is in that particular subject. But I've got, you know, thousands of people that are interested in that. I have a sub list with like 1,600 people on it that are interested in that very subject. And I started a website, chromakeyvideos.com, for that very subject. And, you know, I'm making sales regularly of backgrounds for green screen use. Again, because it's a very targeted area that isn't being addressed elsewhere. And that's why it's leading me to think that, you know, if you want to do a coaching program, you may consider doing something that's targeted in such a way that it hasn't been covered by others.
Yeah, very interesting. Also, I think you could perhaps go a little bit more general with something like, for instance, squeeze videos, because most people's squeeze pages are pretty poor, aren't they? And I think a video squeeze page can be a lot simpler, for one thing. And also, somebody's almost compelled to watch the video. If you've just got the video in the opt-in box, then they're compelled to watch the video. And I think there's a big area there for people to find success in their opt-in rate. And obviously, you'd be one of the first people would turn to get coaching on that.
Absolutely.
And then
all right, very good.
I've got one other thing. Sorry, Todd. Yeah. Oh, following on from that, the sales video as well.
Yeah, you can put it on a squeeze page or a sales video page, and I do that all the time, yeah.
But I was thinking...
And I do it in very sneaky ways. I mean, I sometimes do it on other people's sales pages. You know, I hover a... that's my fast marketing again. I hover a box with the video of myself explaining the product. I do a hover video, you know, on a light box above the actual sales page that they're about to go to.
Probably that video's doing half, if not a lot more, of the selling.
Oh, yeah. And that also is a sneaky way to get a high EPC out of it, because you're pre-qualifying people before they actually land on the page.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
a whole nother subject, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I was thinking of, you know, with sales videos, a lot of people's, and this actually in terms of making products, people's voices, the way that they deliver. I mean, I'm sure I could do with lots of tips as from you. But your...
delivery of putting the video on and what you should be doing, what points you should be hitting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the way that you, you know, the way your voice sounds and for instance, your voiceovers that you do for people. I notice that the punctuation is very short. You know, one sentence rolls into another, for example, to keep the pace up. That's one thing people need coaching on, I think.
Yeah. I'll have to go over that and see if I'm not putting my sentences too close together.
Like it. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. This has been very interesting.
No, I have to thank you. I mean, you're the one that is, you know, bringing this concept out, you know, that somebody like myself and so many out there that have started in internet marketing and have already made headway could be doing so much better if they just start a coaching program, and this is how to do it. Thank you so much, Richard.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you again.
Bye
for now, then.
Good luck. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.